Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Katie Neal. Welcome back to the Katie and Company podcast. This week on the show, I got to sit down with Tyler Hubbard, formerly from Florida Georgia Line, who is celebrating this week having his first number one song as a solo artist, a major milestone for him. We also got to talk about how his debut solo album, Tyler Hubbard, is going to be out at the end of January. We talked about the songs that he's most excited for people to hear, the songs he got to add to this album that he's never been able to do anything like before as a solo artist, as well as why there are no collaborations on this album, and Tyler has collaborated with a lot of artists. I hope you enjoy my conversation with Tyler Hubbard.
Tyler Hubbard, how are you doing, bud?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm doing really good. I feel like every time I get on Instagram or anywhere, I'm like, you've got so much going on. You've got like a new music video out every other day. I feel like right now you're on tour. Things are good, right?
Busy. It's good. Yeah. Shot a lot of music videos and yeah, just rocking and rolling. I got a great team around me that's, you know, helping me navigate through it all, and being out on tour with Keith has just been incredible. And, you know, getting back in the rhythm of playing shows and, you know, doing the thing. So it feels really good.
I was going to say the momentum right now.
Yeah.
Feel good, right?
It does. It feels really good, especially after a couple years of, you know, not knowing what the future is going to hold. Yeah. And just being able to be back doing what I love. And yeah, like you said, a rhythm, writing songs and playing shows, and it just feels like I'm back to who I'm supposed to be and doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And, you know, now getting to have the different dynamic of family out with me and just this whole new season is just really exciting.
Has the family been coming out on the road with you?
They have a few times. And this weekend, I was just saying the kids are on fall break. And so we're going to leave. We got a 3-show run coming up. We're leaving tonight on the bus, taking all the kids. It's going to be an adventure, but it's always fun when they come out and, you know, they love it.
I would say it's probably a lot for you and Haley trying to keep everything and everybody's stuff in track, but I'm sure the kids like love
they
it.
Do
it's
got to
be like
it.
Coming out for a big slumber party.
It is. And I think it's great every now and then. I don't think I would want to do it every weekend because it is nice to let me go, you know, do my job and then come home and kind of get to check out and be with them. But, to let it overlap and to let them be a part of it. I mean, like you said, they love it so much that it just brings a new kind of excitement when they're out.
Yeah, it's got to be wild, like getting off stage. All these people are like singing back at you, these thousands of people, and then you get on the bus and you're like instantly in dad mode. Like, it's got to be hard to like, probably like snap out of
that. It
is
wild. I'm like putting babies to bed and changing diapers, like right out. I'm like still sweating from the show, or I'm about to go on stage and, you know, we're putting one of them to bed or changing a diaper. It is fairly comical. Everything that people think a rock star life is exactly what I'm not doing right now. But it's a lot of fun. And like I said, it just kind of, I don't know, it's just those special years trying to make the most of them.
For sure. Aside from all the diaper changing, what have been some of your favorite moments from the Speed of Now tour?
Let's see. Just watching the fans connect the dots is really interesting and fun. It's also challenging. You know, I walk out on stage and for the first 3 or 4 songs or so, you know, there's 10,000 people sitting in chairs just watching like they're at a theater, you know, and it's just unique for what I'm used to. And, but it's been fun. I mean, I tell the band we're going through new artist training, how to do it again, how to win a crowd over, how to get them ready for Keith and, you know, how to integrate the stories of the songs and the banter, cause it's all new songs. It's all new banter. It's all new everything. And so it has been challenging. But we've made a lot of great memories, and just every night watching the fans connect the dots is really, it's really comical because you can literally watch it happen, you know, between couples or between friends or whatever. You can just seem like, oh yeah, that's the guy that sings that too. Oh, and then by the end, you kind of, you know, they've all connected the dots and hopefully they've bought into what I'm doing and, you know, I end with Dancing in the Country and everybody's having a good time. So it's a lot of fun.
That's awesome. You mentioned Dancing in the Country, which is a song that you actually wrote with Keith.
Right.
Have you guys had the chance to write anymore while you've
been on
the road?
We've been trying to find a day, and I've had writers out several weekends, but Keith knows I have an open door policy and he's always invited and I've made it clear, but he's got, you know, he's got a lot going on too. And he's been, he keeps telling me, I want to come write. So hopefully we get another opportunity before the tour's over.
Definitely. And then your current single, 5'9", climbing up the charts right now. How does it feel to see this song? Because I'm sure it's different than past songs for you. How does it feel to see this song doing so well?
It feels great. I mean, it really does. You just never know until you put something out, you know, and to feel that, to feel the support and the, I just feel like everybody's kind of accepting me with open arms, and it feels really, really good. And to get to run around the country and, you know, reestablish some of these relationships with people at radio who've been so good to me for the last 10 years, it just feels good. And yeah, to see how supportive everybody's being, I'm so thankful.
That's so awesome. And then we know your debut album as a solo artist is coming at the end of January, which I know you have to be really excited about. What are some of the songs that you're like really eager for people to finally hear?
Oh, man, there's a lot of good ones that are special. By the Way is a song that's kind of different.
Really?
And I think people are going to dig it. Out This Way is a rocker. Small Town Me is kind of a jam. I play those two live,
you
and
do?
They're not out yet, and people really like them. So I'm excited for that for them to be able to live with those songs. And then what else is there? There's Miss My Daddy's a song that's really a song like I've never gotten to record before. You know, it's a very personal, intimate, vulnerable song that's, you know, quite emotional and just a level that I've never got to go with my music. And so I'm excited for that. And kind of everything in between, to be honest. There's
Definitely.
Sort of a little bit of something for everybody on this project.
Are there any collaborations on this project?
You know what? On purpose, there is no collaborations on this.
I kind of love that.
18 songs with no features. And that was hard for me because
I was
going to
say, because you're good, like you're good at a collaboration.
I really love collaborating and working with friends and making music. And I've actually had to turn, you know, quite a few friends down that have presented really good songs over the last year. And I've just said, guys, I have to take a hiatus from collaborating for another year or so because I really intentionally want to establish who I am, you know, on my own. And then once that's reestablished, I can't wait to get back into the studio with friends and, you know, maybe do a whole collaborative project. I don't know, but I miss that and I love that. But at the same time, I've enjoyed stepping away from it and really establishing who I am. And even for myself, like I've probably said this, but it's been pretty, you know, a pretty cool scene of self-discovery, you know,
for sure.
As I write these songs and figure out what I want to say and how I want to, you know, leave my legacy and or start my legacy for that matter. So I've really kind of tried to be really intentional with it. And part of that was doing everything on my own here on this first album.
That's awesome. Good for you. Because I feel like that probably was not easy. I'm sure there was a number of times you were like, oh, but I really want
to
do that.
Yeah, I know. There's a few
like,
songs.
Can you hold that one, please?
Yeah, exactly.
That's so fun. And then I've got a couple questions from listeners. The first one is, you have a lot of tattoos. Which one is your favorite or the most meaningful?
Probably my dad. I have his face tattooed on my arm. And Kat Von D did that tattoo. And it's just always been special. And, you know, he's meant so much to me. And he passed 15 years ago now. And so it's kind of, it's just sort of a little, you know, in honor of him. And I just get to see him every day on my arm. And
I'm sure the kids think that's cool too.
They do.
Like, this is great.
And they get to, I get to explain who he is and, you know, talk about him. And it's cool for them. And, you know, I do have a lot of tattoos, but I'd say that's probably the most meaningful at this point.
For sure. And then you posted recently, one of your hidden talents is your ability to nap basically anywhere, which I've seen your wife also post. What's like the craziest place you've been able to fall asleep?
If you ask my wife, she would tell you the Chanel store in Paris. I don't know why she thinks that's so surprising, but yeah, I fell right asleep in there. I shouldn't have because that was an expensive nap. I woke up and she was checking out, and I'm like, wait a second, what are we doing here? You're buying what? So
that's
anyways, but we had fun with that. And, you know, something about being overseas, maybe it's the jet lag or the time change or whatever, but I get real sleepy when I'm in Europe. Maybe it's the, I don't even know what it is, but anyways, she gets a kick out of it. And yeah, she loves to put me on blast on social media whenever I'm falling asleep somewhere.
That's too funny. And then this one, I do love to ask this question. What is your favorite song? Because you've written so many songs for other artists that maybe another artist has recorded, but you wrote.
Probably Make It Easy by Jason Aldean. Mm-hmm. That was one of my favorites that that I wrote, and I actually wrote that with Morgan Wallen. And
I forget that you guys wrote that song together.
Both of us.
You've got so many
pitched it to Jason and called Morgan and said, hey, bro, Jason wants to cut this song. And so we were both like, cool, that sounds awesome. And, you know, looking back at it now, it's like, well, that's incredible. I mean, he did an amazing job with it. And as a songwriter, there's nothing better than having another artist want to record one of your songs. But that's definitely one that, you know, I could even see myself re-recording it someday because I love that song so much.
I was going to say, I could see either, like, you, now that you say that, you or Morgan singing that song and it, like, being perfect.
Yeah, I think Morgan sang the demo, if I recall. And, yeah, his voice is amazing on it, too. So that's a special song.
That's awesome. And then last one, people obviously very starstruck when they get to meet you for the first time and meet and greets and things like that. But when was the last time that you met someone and you had that same kind of feeling of like, oh, my gosh, like, I can't believe that's so-and-so?
Oh, it just happened recently. Who was that? You know what? I'm going blank, but usually if it's somebody outside of our music world, mm-hmm. you know, like an actor or an athlete, especially with actors, because you're so used to seeing their face on screens and stuff. It's really surreal when you know what? This is kind of, I'll just go ahead and say it. I'm not trying to drop a name here, but you asked the question, and we've actually become really good friends with Tom and Rita, Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson.
Really?
And I just love them to death. They're the kindest people, so down to earth, super cool. We have family friends, and so we get together during the holidays and hang out. And at this point, we really are great friends, but I still find myself at times being like, talking to Tom and being like, oh, bro, are we in a movie right now? Like, I feel like we're in a movie just because, like, should I start acting right now? This is like
kind of
weird.
What a surreal moment, because I'm sure as you get to know someone, you're like, you're just a human being, but then sometimes even when you're like, you're also Tom Hanks.
Yeah, it's exactly. I'm like, you know, and he's so down to earth and funny and cool and kind that it doesn't take long to feel like he's just a normal guy. But at the same time, it hits me every now and then. I'm like, whoa, I'm like, what's happening right now? But, you know, him and Rita are both great and they're both icons in their own right. And so it's, you know, it's always fun to hang out with them.
It's so funny because like you think people like Tom Hanks, and I don't think I've ever heard someone tell a bad story about him. And if someone does have a bad story, I don't want to know it because I always want to see him. Like,
I wouldn't believe it if they did.
No, he's exactly.
He's such a great dude, and him and Rita have so much love, and it's just man, they've come and supported me on even the smallest shows. It's been really cool to have their support and their friendship.
That's so awesome. Thanks for sharing that, and thank you so much for the time today. It was great to see you.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for chatting.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.